What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm so happy to be back.
Yes. Thank you.
I missed you too. Thank you, Del, for doing some episodes with some great guests.
Yeah, no problem. I was just shitting my pants a little bit, but
only a little. thank you, listeners, for being understanding during this time. Have some family stuff going on, felt like sleep deprivation is a good topic for for things going on. And also just in the time that we've been doing Self-Helpless, I don't think we've ever done really like a sleep episode, have we?
I don't think so. No, I don't think we have.
Which is so crazy.
Yeah, we've talked about it. You know, it's been sprinkled in so many of our episodes, but we haven't dedicated a whole episode to it, I don't believe.
I don't think so either. I know we did one on lucid dreaming a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh. It's been so many. You know, we're coming up on 4 years of the podcast.
What the?
So it's a lot of episodes.
That is crazy town. Crazy town.
I know.
So we're going to be talking about sleep today, sleep deprivation, the importance of sleep, all that good stuff. And before we get into it, just wanted to promote a couple of my tour dates coming up. I wanted to thank the Helpsters who came out to my shows at the Helium in Philly. You guys were awesome. I love meeting you so much. By the time this comes out, I will have also done my weekend at Spokane Comedy Club. So thank you so much to any Helpsters who came out to that. I'm going to be headlining Tacoma Comedy Club April 15th through the 17th, and then the DC Comedy Loft May 13th through the 15th. And then the Comedy Club of Kansas City, May 20th through the 22nd. There's lots of other tour dates coming up. If you go to kelseycook.com, you can get tickets. Those are just the ones that are coming up pretty soon. And I know we've got Helpsters that are in all of those cities, and I would love to see you guys.
Yes.
So grab some tickets.
That's so nice. And then I just want to give a heads up, and I don't think anybody would really know I offer this unless you stumble upon my website, since I'm not on the social medias these days, but I offer 2 15-minute free call spots every single week to part-time and full-time business owners and entrepreneurs who want to meet with me for 15 minutes. We talk about the goals you have for your business, where you might be feeling stuck, and I will help give you some solutions on that call to the best of my ability, whatever feedback I can offer you. The spots do fill up very quickly. So head over to DelaneyFisher.com if you want to apply for that. And I would love to meet you. via Zoom, face to face, baby. Yes. Okay. Shall we do it?
Yes. Okay. You have a sleep quotable.
I do. Correct? This is from the Dalai Lama. Ever heard? Never heard of this person? Anybody?
Ever heard?
That's just an obscure quote I found on the interweb. It just says, sleep is the best meditation.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I will also, I saw a girl I follow on Instagram. She was talking about how she hasn't been getting much sleep lately and that when she doesn't get as much sleep, her anxiety spikes. And she said, never trust a tired brain. Ooh. And that, I just think it's a good reminder to know that the times that you are the most exhausted, sometimes your brain is telling you stuff that, and it's like your brain might not be your friend in that moment. No. So sometimes you need to take a step back and be like, how much sleep do I actually have under my belt right now? And are these fears I'm having?
Yeah. Real? Your brain at that point is like your drunk grandpa. You can't really trust any of the stories he's talking about, you know, his heyday, being in a movie that one time. You know, that's just, you gotta take a nap, grandpa.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, exactly. Take a nap, grandpa. No, you were in a photo with her in the background one time. So I think it's important to recognize when we need, we need the rest. We need the extra sleep. Indeed.
We do.
That's crucial. So shall we talk about some of the reasons why we do need sleep? Kelsey
Cook? Yes, of course. Okay, let's do it, Delaney Fisher.
So listen, we all know sleep is an I'm already fucking up. Sleep is an essential function that allows your body and mind to recharge, leaving you refreshed and alert when you wake up. Along with nutrition and exercise, good sleep is also one of the pillars of health. It's really important. I know we like joke around about like not getting enough sleep all the time, but good sleep can improve concentration and productivity. Good sleep can maximize problem-solving skills and enhance memory. Poor sleep has been shown to impair brain function, aka drunk grandpa.
Don't trust the drunk grandpa brain. You just can't. It's not, your brain's not working the way it should.
No, definitely not. Good sleep can maximize athletic performance. Longer sleep has been shown to improve many aspects of athletic and physical performance. Good sleeping less than 7 to 8 hours per night is linked to an increased risk of heart disease and stroke. Jesus. Sleep improves your immune function. Getting at least 8 hours of sleep can improve your immune function and help fight the common cold. Yes, what is that? That's like the number one tip when you're sick. Sleep, go to bed,
rest.
Lots of fluids, rest, don't move. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at doing that. I tend to like to wiggle work in when I'm sleep, but I'm in bed. I'm in bed. I'm just on my laptop.
Right.
And then sleep affects emotions and social interaction. Sleep deprivation may reduce your social skills and ability to recognize people's emotional expressions. So you might be doing some weird shit socially if you are not sleeping on the reg. What kind of weird shit have you done recently that you can maybe hopefully blame sleep on?
Oh, God. The Rolodex that I just flipped through in my mind of like, oh, I wonder, you know, I've talked about the example so many times on here of the TV exec telling me that my hair was long. And I was like, oh, magical or whatever.
Right.
Like, I for sure was going on like 3 hours of sleep that night. Time zone change. I was in New York, you know.
Right.
Absolutely. Did not help me. I think we overlook sleep so much in terms of, oh, there's nutrition, there's this, there's that. And we overlook sleep because we're not doing anything when we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel, whereas if you're thinking about nutrition, you're like, well, I have to meal prep and I have to buy good groceries and all this stuff. And
with
sleep, it's like you don't feel like you're an active participant in your sleep. And so I think it can kind of get pushed to the back burner.
Absolutely. It is. It's very inactive. You just have to trust that it's doing what it's supposed to do.
It is the most inactive thing. Yeah.
And that can be super hard for anybody struggling with workaholism, especially. I mean, we talked about this a long time ago. We did like a workaholism episode. Mm-hmm. And I remember fighting against my natural inclination to want to go to bed. Like I would be tired and I would force myself to stay awake to just like watch a TV show or do something else because my day was so filled, jam-packed, filled with work back to back to back that I felt like I didn't even get rest in. So I would force myself to stay up, even though I was tired, just to feel like I did something fun or outside of work that day for myself, even though I was exhausted.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
To me, that will forever be the biggest takeaway from us going to that Workaholics Anonymous meeting, was that one of the symptoms of being a workaholic is sleep avoidance. Mm-hmm. And I had never heard that. I had never even heard that term. And I was like, oh my God, that is every day for me.
Yeah.
I will be feeling tired and I'll tell my body, no, we got another couple hours in us, I bet. I bet we can edit this video. I bet we can.
Right.
Yeah. And even if it's not working, maybe I've worked all day and it's like what you're saying, where it's like, well, no, because I, well, now I want to do something.
Relax.
When my body's like, bitch, go to bed. Like, right. That's what I need right now. Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
The sleep avoidance thing is crazy.
It's so tough. And we've talked about this too, just being self-employed and working for yourself. You have to be the one setting those boundaries for yourself. And when those lines are blurred between work and home and play, like all of it just feels like a fucking lasagna. It's like, you got it. It's just all the same. And the layers are very thin, you know? And
are so thin.
You really have to be, you have to step outside of yourself and boss yourself around sometimes. You
like
know, I'm like, no,
flaky
this is
baklava.
It.
It's just it wafer thin from one minute to the next. Like,
have you seen that? Have you seen that video? Oh my God, I will send this video. Oh my God, it's hilarious. I'm sure a lot of people know what I'm talking about. It's like this blooper video for this couple that was doing a commercial and they couldn't say buttery crispy flake. Anyway, I'll text it to you.
Oh my gosh, how do you know a pop culture thing that I don't know what's happening?
It's been around for several years and it's on YouTube, if that makes you feel better.
Was this like one of the very first viral YouTube
first
videos?
First ever YouTube video.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well that's why.
1979. No. But yeah, it's hard when it's like, oh, I could just get that extra thing done, or I didn't get enough done today, so let me just stay up. Just go to bed. Just go to bed, people. That's what
you need
to do.
It's that children's book that's go the fuck to bed. Sometimes you have to parent yourself and just tell yourself, just go the fuck to bed, man.
Yes, yes. And creating like boundaries for yourself. For me, I have to change my environment or do something. Like I still like close my laptop and we'll put it in a drawer so I don't see it. Or just those things. Like I put things in a drawer so I don't see it at the end of my workday. So it just signals to my brain like, okay, this is done now. And even though your workspace is also like your home space, work is bye-bye. Work has left the building, you know, and I will go to a different room and start doing stuff outside of work and all of that.
Smart.
It's challenging.
So it's scary. I mean, this is what people use to torture people, sleep deprivation, you know?
Yeah.
So if you are sleep deprived, you will experience things like excessive sleepiness, where you're constantly tired throughout the day, yawning, you know, and caffeine stops helping and keeping you up. You battle breakouts. We talk a lot in the podcast about our struggles with acne over the years. Studies have found a link between a lack of sleep and acne, perhaps related to how sleep controls hormones in your body. Your eyes I know for me, I can show it so clearly in my eyes when I'm tired. Sleep-deprived people tend to get more wrinkles, lines, swelling, and drooping, as studies show, and that may be because your body misses out on the hormones controlling the tissue repair that happens in deep sleep stages.
Oh, geez.
Which I completely – I just – when I did the shows in Philly, I had to – wasn't a red eye, but it was essentially a red eye. I got like 3 hours of sleep. It was horrible, a whole day of flying. And when I got back home, it ages you. I looked older. My wrinkles looked more visible. And yeah, because those sort of repairing stages in the night didn't get to happen.
Yeah, got to prevent the droop. Go to sleep, prevent the droop.
Oh, yes.
Put on a t-shirt. Sure.
Yes. So if you are in that cycle of sleep deprivation, you might be chugging more caffeine, which might seem like the answer to poor sleep, but it can quickly become part of the problem. In the short term, the pick-me-up of coffee or soda may make you more alert, but in the long term, it can lead to insomnia or anxiety.
Yes.
One of the big ones is that you can feel moody. One study limited people to 4.5 hours of sleep a night for a week. Result, more stressed, angry, and mentally exhausted people. Yeah.
Sounds
no
about
surprise
right.
There.
Yeah. Me in college.
Yes. oh, God, for sure. Focus and memory feel dim. Even a little less sleep, losing just 2 hours if you usually snooze 8 hours a night, can make you groggy and affect concentration and memory. You guys hear us here on the podcast, you might hear us today where there's certain days where we're like fumbling over our words and we're like, fuck.
Yeah.
we didn't sleep very well. And now we're having trouble like following where we were in our podcast document and
right.
Keeping our line of thought. How many times on the podcast do we go, wait, I was going to say something. Now I don't remember what I was going to say.
It's like, yeah.
Mornings can feel so rough if you're sleep deprived. Waking up with a sore throat, dry mouth, or headache could point to a medical reason that you're sleeping poorly, like sleep apnea, snoring, or acid reflux, for example. And it also prevents your immune system from building up its forces. Long-term sleep deprivation also increases your risk for chronic conditions such as diabetes and heart disease. So this is not an episode to scare each other or
right.
you sweet listeners. It's just... It sometimes, at least for me, it can help to hear these tough things
yes.
to really
prioritize
be more,
it.
Yeah, and be more stern with myself because I almost become like a little kid at night where it's hard to parent myself because I'm like, I just want to stay up. And it's like,
yeah.
What are you doing? You know, so
yes.
sometimes it's good to be reminded that it really can have major consequences if you're not letting yourself get the sleep you need.
Absolutely. And I think we kind of mentioned like the consequences of the other stuff is talked about so much, you know, the nutrition
right.
and exercise and movement and even going outside and getting vitamin D and all this stuff. But nutrition and exercise gets paired so much like over the cover on magazine covers and all this. But like, I think it's interesting that this one kind of falls by the wayside. At least when I think about what I prioritize, I usually let my sleep kind of be on the back burner more so if I have to choose.
Well, and it's funny because if you sleep like shit, at least for me, rarely would I then be working out that day and eating well.
Right.
The days I sleep like shit, then I don't want to exercise and I want to just eat something that is easy and convenient because I'm too tired to cook. I end up making poor nutritional choices a lot of the time that I'm really tired. So if I do get good sleep, then it only helps the other things, but I don't know.
Yeah. How do you personally feel when you haven't gotten enough sleep? What are your specific, you know,
my things?
Yes.
I just feel like I can't do anything. Like the entire day, if I have a list of things I want to accomplish, that gets shrunk down to maybe getting two things done instead of being able to really cross off the things I wanted to do. I feel like it is less now, but especially back in my 20s when I was on birth control and that was affecting hormones and emotions so much, I could feel moody and irritable so much more easily if I was run down. Now I feel like I generally – it takes a lot to put me in that kind of like irritable place.
Yeah.
But used to really – Taylor and I talked on the podcast all the time about those – the touring years where we were just always running ourselves into the ground. Yeah. And boy, if hard to have a sunny disposition when you are so fucking exhausted all mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. Those are probably some of the biggest things for me. How about you?
Absolutely. Yeah. The, actually I find myself getting a slight kind of headache or like body aches and kind mm-hmm. of feel like a little bit of a chill, like almost oh. like I can feel my body. Like if you keep doing this, you are going to get sick. Yes. And I will feel that after just one or two nights of not sleeping as much as I should have, or, you know, if I'm, yeah. I've only got like 4 hours of sleep, a couple nights in a row, I can feel my body on its way to being ill. The irritability, the brain fog, the not being able, like the being like sitting down to write an email and you just can't compute what the fuck you're responding to or what you're supposed to say. Like just those little things become so much harder when you are not getting proper sleep. Do you have like any go-tos when you are having trouble sleeping and you want to get to sleep? Do you have anything
Definitely.
That helps you?
Definitely. So this has been for about a year now I've been doing this. I take a magnesium supplement before bed. The one I use, if you listeners are interested, it's a brand called Natural Calm, and I just get it on Amazon. It's something that you dissolve in warm water. It's the raspberry lemon flavor. It's so great, and it really does make me feel calm. It makes me feel calm, makes me feel relaxed. Magnesium is something we have in our bodies naturally, but we do deplete it every day, I believe. And so it just makes me feel very relaxed, and that helps me a lot. I have become more of a fan of baths, God damn it, Delaney.
Yes.
And then I put Epsom salt in a bath, and that is magnesium as well. So big fan of magnesium before bed, trying to limit time on my phone, trying to just do that long wind down and give myself that chance to kind of unwind. Yeah. How about you?
Absolutely. Bath, hot bath will definitely get me in the right mindset to go to bed. Anytime I read in bed, I feel like I'm asleep within 20 minutes. Even if it's like 2 p.m. on a Saturday and I got 9 hours of sleep, I will fall asleep if I try to read in bed. So that's like my go-to last resort that I know will help me. And if I'm finding myself really struggling, then like some CBD oil or something, like a tincture, that will help immensely too. And it usually kicks in within like, I don't know, less than 30 minutes or something.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
I also recently got like a little sleep mask too, because we have those shitty plastic blinds that just like fall off sometimes. So it's real chunky.
And those should be illegal.
I know.
How are those? I have lived in so many places with those. I fucking hate them. I'm so glad that my place doesn't have them now.
Yeah.
But like,
so when we close our blinds, we got tons of bare spots just of like light coming in. So I had to get a little sleep mask to actually make it dark in our bedroom. That's very helpful too. But those are kind of my go-tos, and definitely just unwinding. I'll often like listen to a podcast or something while I'm in the bath. And then even when I'm getting out of the bath to just kind of relax and get into like a bedtime routine. And to be honest, sometimes I just fall asleep on the couch watching TV, and then I have to take my ass to bed because I'll wake up at like 2 a.m. in a panic. Oh, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not looking perfect, but those are my go-tos.
Yeah. Reading helps me a ton too. Also, any meditation app.
Yeah.
Like just hearing somebody kind of walk you through unwinding and getting your body to calm down, hugely helpful.
Yes. Do you – what position do you sleep in?
That sounded so sexual for a second. And
what position?
What's your position?
Favorite position.
I have been actively trying to train myself to sleep on my back for a long time now. And
really?
How because come? I'm a side sleeper.
Okay.
Naturally. But side sleeping is just not, it's not good for so many things. It gives you wrinkles.
What?
Side sleeping is a fucking nightmare for wrinkles.
Really? I thought it would be like, if anything, it's flattening your face out. So it's preventing them.
Oh, bitch. What? No. Look in the mirror. No. Put a pillow next to your face and look in the mirror. You get this crease by your nose. You get all the creases around your eye. Nightmare for wrinkles on your face, and also gives you the wrinkles in between your boobs.
What?
Yeah.
In between boob wrinkles? Isn't that just cleavage?
The chest wrinkles. Yeah. No, the wrinkles that go up.
Interesting. Okay. Never heard that.
Bad for acne. Bad for acne because you're trapping
just like
all,
one side, right?
Well, yeah, you're trapping all that bacteria into the pillowcase and into the pillow, and you're not letting your pores breathe as much. It's not good. And I've looked in, so I have TMJ. I clench my jaw so badly at night, and I believe when I've looked into it that sleeping on your back is best for TMJ. Yeah. So I've been trying to sleep on my back more, and I can usually fall asleep on my back, but I wake up on my side and I'm like, damn it, Kelsey. Like,
oh,
I can't control myself in the night. But
what do you have to do? Like build a moat around you so you don't really
I've tried so many things. I have tried sleeping in Princess Leia buns so that I like
my
can't
God.
turn my head. I know Whitney Cummings on our episode talked about that she wears giant headphones at night so that she can't sleep on her side for wrinkles.
I don't remember that. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I cannot fall asleep. I mean, I can fall asleep on my back if I want to take – I will purposely try to fall asleep on my back if I know I have to wake up in like 20 minutes. Like I can take a cat nap on my back, but okay. I can't do a full night of sleep. I have to be – I sleep on my side. Okay. I just toss and turn between both sides pretty much the whole night.
Yeah.
And the people who are able to sleep face down, like fucking Cam.
Who I mean, are these
what
are people?
You, psychopath? What is going on there? How are you? How do you breathe down there? What's going on? Sometimes he'll put the pillow like over his head. Sometimes he'll sleep on his back with like his legs, like his knees in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how it's very strange to me. It's so weird.
That's so crazy to me too. The people who sleep on their stomach, because it's like, even if you are not breathing face down, if you're turning your head to the side, how are you not fucking your neck up?
I don't know.
Seems so uncomfortable to me.
I don't know. It all sounds weird. But don't you think? I'm just thinking about like the for skin or something.
Uh huh.
If you're trying to sleep on your back, wouldn't that just mean like the oils are just seeping into your skin deeper?
No.
No. And that's fine.
No, you want your. It's your skincare, your nighttime skincare, your serums,
want that to seep in.
Your oils. You want it to be sinking into your skin. And if you just put your face on a pillowcase, it's sinking into the pillowcase.
What if you put your hair on your pillow and then you sleep on your hair on your side?
Oh my God, under no circumstances.
that's like a buffer.
Don't do that, you crazy person. Your hair has a bunch of like oils and like not good stuff in it for your skin.
No, doesn't have good. Well, debatable. There's some good oils. There's some good shit in there. If you go digging.
You are. Let's be clear. Not in your hair, person who uses it to blow their nose. Okay.
Only once, maybe twice, I did that, and it was just out of convenience. That's all it was.
You need help.
Wasn't a habit. It's just a little, every once in a while, when you're feeling extra sad.
What's the thing with like meth or crack where it's like crack, like not even once? That also applies for blowing your nose into your hair. It should never happen. Not even once.
Oh.
I can tell that I primarily sleep on my right side, and I can tell that my wrinkles are getting worse on the right side of my face than my left.
Huh. That's because what Botox is for. What if you just sleep however you want and then you just get a little every once in a while
if
you want.
All of it.
Or you just rock your wrinkles and say, fuck you, patriarchy. Either way, you know, to each their own.
You know, that's true. That's true. Isn't it funny to picture me with Princess Leia buns just like trying to like.
I feel like that is something that needs to be a photo, at least on Instagram. You know, give the people what they want with your Star Wars slumber party situation that you do every night. I think that's
sexual
fantastic.
With my night guard. Oh,
Oh my God.
Boner City, baby.
I'm sure you do look like you're on a different planet when you're. Adults who do not receive a sufficient amount of sleep or are experiencing sleep deprivation can implement some positive lifestyle and sleep habits in order to log the needed 7 to 9 hours. These include the following, and this is from the Sleep Foundation and Healthline. Establish a realistic bedtime and stick to it every night, even on the weekends. Ooh, that can be tough because the weekends is like, anything's possible, baby.
YOLO.
Let's have 2 hot cups of hot tea tonight and stay up till midnight. How about that?
You are so lame. I love it. Well, yeah, my job, it's like on weekends on the road when I'm working. First of all, a lot of time I'm dealing with a time zone change. I was in Philly,
and
I'm
so
on
late.
East Coast time.
Yeah.
And I'm performing. And I've got adrenaline. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for performers to stick to a normal schedule.
Oh, totally, dude. I mean, even when I was doing stand-up, my regular routine was going to bed at like 2 or 3. But yep. I was able to stick to that pretty much every night. And I would eat dinner at like 12:30 or 1 a.m. after getting home or something.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess like a realistic bedtime for you is gonna look very different than you know, a lot of people. But if however you can stick to it.
For sure.
Waking up at the same time to maintain consistency. I have a built-in alarm with Maverick. He wakes me up at 7:30 on the dot every morning, and then I'm just pretty much up.
Wow.
So I've really built my whole sleeping schedule around him.
Yeah.
Limiting daytime naps or avoiding them altogether.
See, that's interesting to me that they're saying to not, because I feel like so many things tell you you should take naps.
Take a power nap.
Yeah.
I think it's just on a case by case basis. Cause I'm able to take a 30-minute, hour and a half, 2 hour nap and still go to bed no problem that night.
That really sounded like you're gonna keep going. 30-minute, hour and a half,
2 hours.
5 hours, 8 hours.
Yeah, I don't really know if that affects me too much. Although I do feel much better if it's kind of a shorter nap.
Yeah.
Just mentally, I feel better that I haven't like slept my whole day away, you know?
Don't you feel like you like snorted bath salts when you take like a 2 hour nap and then you wake up and it's dark outside and you just are like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Yeah. Like what that country am I, have I been taken? What country is this? Where is my food?
I am
so thirsty, dehydrated. Yeah. I also just don't like, I like taking advantage of sunlight. Like that's what makes me so happy. I like being outside as much as possible when it's nice out, especially on the weekends. So it will depress me if my daytime naps are too long. Like if I sleep a majority of the day and I wake up, it makes me sad. I am sad.
Me too.
And so I would much rather just be a little tired and kind of push it till nighttime.
Me too. I think that's part of the workaholism stuff too, is that sort of sleep avoidance, that FOMO. For me, it's like if other people are up and doing stuff, I want to be up and doing stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like removing myself from society in the middle of the day. I don't like that feeling. There's stuff to be done during the day. I would rather wait until night. I'm not a very good napper.
Yeah. Do you enjoy though, let's say if it's like really late at night or really early in the morning when you feel like, oh, the majority of people are probably not up doing anything right now. Do you like working during those times at all?
Sometimes, yeah. I guess it kind of depends, but I do like that feeling sometimes.
Yeah, I kind of feel like kind of relaxed when, let's say that I just, for some reason, I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I cannot go back to bed and I do like a little, I don't know, reading or writing or whatever it is. I'm like, oh, this is actually really nice because I feel like I'm the only person on the planet maybe working at this hour because it's, you know, not even the crack of dawn or whatever.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
For sure.
Maintain comfortable temperature settings and low light levels in your bedroom. What temperature do you like in general and sleeping in?
Well, I did. I wonder if you do this. I made the mistake last night of forgetting to turn the thermostat down in my bedroom. Because sometimes when I'm in there and I don't have the full, you know, the full bundle going on, I want the heater on. Mm-hmm. But then I forget, and I woke up at 4 a.m. just like
sweating,
covered in sweat, so uncomfortable. I was like, God damn it. I hate when I do that. So yeah. How about you?
I like usually 72 to 74 during the day. And then at night, it could be a little lower, like 70, 72. But when I wake up and like we forgot that's just nothing's on and it's like 67 degrees in our home, I'm fucking pissed. I'm so cold because when it's too cold, then I'll stay in bed. I don't want to do anything because I'm too cold to even walk around and get dressed. So I don't know. I like the sweet spot,
very finicky.
I prefer hotter if possible, but Cam likes it cold. So we're kind of going constantly back and forth on the, you know, the temperature wars.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Make sure you have a comfortable sleep environment, including your mattress, pillows, and sheets. And we talked about Helix. That's been a game changer.
Good time. Yeah.
That has been a game changer.
Consider a screen ban on televisions, computers, and tablets, cell phones, other electronic devices in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. Spend an hour before bed doing relaxing activities like reading, meditating, taking a bath, things that we talked about.
Yeah.
Avoiding heavy meals within a few hours before bedtime. Abstain from caffeine, alcohol, and large meals in the hours leading up to bedtime. Refrain from caffeine past noon or at least a few hours before bedtime. And then I do agree with this. Exercise during the day, this can help you wind down in the evening and prepare for sleep. Yeah, that does help for sure. And then if you continue to have problems sleeping at night and are fighting daytime fatigue, talk to your doctor because they can test for underlying health conditions that might be in the way of getting you a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. I'll be honest. I don't find the screen thing to be a big issue for me. I know everybody's like 30 minutes before bed, no screens. I'll find sometimes that like watching TV will make me tired and then I go to bed. So then it's like depends on how that affects you. Maybe more the phone.
I think, TV doesn't necessarily keep me up as much, but if I am scrolling on something, it's
very active.
It's like really constantly resetting what I'm seeing and it's, that's
a lot. Yeah. And honestly, I like falling asleep with a full belly.
I was going to say.
Avoid heavy meals. I'm like, having a big dinner makes me tired. And that's how I prefer to go to bed.
As I was reading that, I was like, I feel like Delaney's going to have something to say about this.
It's like I'm hibernating. It's like I'm conserving my energy.
It's true. But do you feel like, do you ever wake up more sleepy after you've gone to bed on a big full belly, like that you've had to spend the night really digesting it?
Not that I've noticed. No, I find it incredibly comforting. I'm like, for me, it's like a full belly, maybe a hot bath. I mean, that's a great night.
Do you get a full belly and then take a hot bath? That makes me want to throw up everywhere. That sounds so deeply uncomfortable and nauseating. Like I just picture eating like somebody eating like a bunch of ribs, just like a rack of ribs, and then just like stewing in a hot water. That sounds like how you induce vomiting. So it's like, hey, if you need to throw up for some reason, just like eat a lot and then go cook yourself.
Follow Delaney's sleep plan, her 20-minute bedtime routine.
That sounds rough, man.
Yeah, see, a lot of this doesn't make sense for me. I don't know. For caffeine, if I have caffeine at all, if I have caffeine at 9 a.m., I won't be able to sleep that night. Caffeine fucks my shit up. So like that is something I need to just like abstain from unless I'm ready to party, you know?
Yeah. I can't do any caffeine with irritable bowel syndrome. So that is a hurdle. I don't have to worry about it keeping me up at night. However, if I've had a really rough night's sleep, I don't really have anything that helps wake me up.
Have you ever heard of the whole an apple can wake you up better than a cup of coffee can in the morning? And I have no idea if it's what's in the apple or just the actual motion of you eating and crunching an apple.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could try it.
Try an apple next time. Report back.
Okay.
see how it goes.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah.
We have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Mental Health Junkie. It says, what I needed. This podcast is so incredibly validating. As a therapist myself, I enjoy the subjects you all explore, the kind and gentle way it's spoken about, and the freaking hilarious tone added to everything. Thank you so much. That is so cool that you are a therapist.
So cool. Oh my gosh. We got the therapist stamp of approval.
Nice. Love hearing that. Love hearing that. That's
very
awesome.
Very cool. Any hot segments?
I do. I have a couple things. I get my second vaccine tomorrow, and I'm very excited. I have to say, even after having the first one, it just does make you feel so much more safe. It is really a wonderful feeling, and I'm excited for you helpsters to be able to get it when you can. I'm currently a caregiver, and that's the reason I was able to get it early. So but yeah, I'm excited to get the second one. So that's kind of a good shit.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to just give a little shout out to this app I found. It's called I Am. It's if you just go onto the app store on your phone. I'm testing it out right now because it says it's called I Am on my phone. Yeah. Okay. So I Am, and it's daily affirmations. So you can add like a little widget to the top of your phone screen, and it just you can schedule for however often you want it to circle through. I mean, I think mine changes every time I open my phone, but it puts a little affirmation at the top of your phone, like a little positive mantra.
Cute.
And we're all on our phones so much. Let's just put the self-help things right where we're looking all the time.
Right.
And I really fucking love it. So you can, if you want, you can just go into the app and scroll. If you want just a load up of, they're kind of like quotables, but it is mostly positive mantras. So I just opened the app to give you guys some examples. So this one right now says, I will get through this and will come out stronger. The next one is, I know that everything in my life will be fine. The next one is, I have the power to create the success and build the wealth I desire. Just nice things that make you feel good.
Very positive.
It's right there at the top of my phone. So every time I open my phone, and it's funny how often whatever the positive affirmation is something I really needed to hear in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's – the app's free. It's just – anyway, I've really enjoyed it. So
that's great.
I'm liking that.
I
yes.
love it.
How
that's
about you?
That's fantastic. I have a good shit. For the first time in my entire life, I recently got a personal trainer, and I've been doing like social distance training session workouts. And our former co-host has been joining me. So
Taylor was telling me that you guys have been doing that. And I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun.
Taylor's my workout buddy now. So we do just like this once a week session together. And then we have like little homework, you know, virtual homework and stuff in between. And it's been nice. I have tried to do workouts on my own, like in my bedroom or whatever, for over 12 years. Nothing has stuck. So I figured let me get some personalized expertise in this area. And it's been nice. So I feel like,
good for you, man. That's
it's
awesome.
It's been fun. Yeah. I've been really, really enjoying that. So that's been cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we love you guys, and we hope that you get a good night's sleep tonight.
Yeah. Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you. Yeah.